From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. Joining me today in the Steve Nelson Performance Space, out on tour in support of a record called The Other, is King Tuff. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to JPR. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
King Tuff, the performance name alter ego of one Kyle Thomas. And this goes back to teenage years, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I was about 18 when I came up with that name. And I'm 36 now.
How did you come up with that name? What was the meaning behind it when you first created the persona?
There was no meaning. I mean, it's my initials, KT. Also, it's a play on King Tut. Also, I was just a teenager and I wrote it down on a piece of paper and somehow it stuck to me for 20 years.
Green Lantern was taken.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This was growing up in Vermont, correct?
Yes, Brattleboro, Vermont.
Devil Makes Three from around there too, right?
Grew up with those guys.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. They have been here a couple of times.
Yeah.
I read an interview you gave where you talked about your dad being a big fan of music and into some fairly hard rock.
Oh, yeah. My dad still listens to a lot of just heavy psychedelic rock. I mean, he grew up, you know, at the perfect time when all that stuff was happening. So he saw Hendrix and Sabbath and Zeppelin and all that stuff.
Did that rub off on you, or were you going in a different direction as a kid?
I mean, I listened to all that stuff endlessly. He definitely turned me on to Hendrix early on. And then, you know, it was the 90s, so, you know, grunge and Green Day and stuff. But he was into all that stuff, too, when we were into it as kids. So he would bring us to shows and stuff.
You made a couple of records back in the early years of King Tuff, sort of self-recorded, self-produced, released limited copies of them. And then did you set the project aside for a while, or what was the timeline back then?
There's been many times that I kind of put it aside and felt like I didn't want to do it anymore. I definitely made like three or four records as King Tuff from like 18 to 24, but they were all just very small, you know, things. I would maybe make 100 copies, if that. And then one of those was called Mind Blow, and that one kind of sat around for a few years, and I decided to, you know, I had other bands at the time. And then somewhere along the way, I decided to re-record that record with a few new songs, and that ended up becoming the first official King Tuff record, Was Dead. But even after I made that, I put it out. I did a small tour with Matt and Kim, which was about 2006, and just like house shows and stuff. And I didn't really get a response to it. So after that, I also put it aside again for a few years until people started asking me about it. And as you know, the record had kind of got around through like underground circles, and people at Sub Pop were fans. So I was playing a random one-off show at South by Southwest, and they kind of approached me at that, and I was like, well, maybe I should do this project. But even then, when they signed me, I still put it aside for another few years and did another band. It wasn't until like 2011 when I moved to LA that I started doing King Tuff full-time.
Yeah. King Tuff is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest record is called The Other, out on Sub Pop. The web address is kingtuff.life, by the way. Kind of interesting. So we have an unusual setup for you here in our studio. Tell me about who is with you and what are y'all playing?
Yeah, we decided to do it stripped down today. We usually like to do the radio sessions a little different just because it's an opportunity to reimagine things a little bit. So today we just had Nicole Lawrence, better known as Coley Lawrence, on the guitar. And we had our old friend Sasami Ashworth on the piano. She used to play with us, and now she's off doing her solo project.
All right, what do you guys want to do first today?
We're going to do Psycho Star. No doubt about it, we don't belong in this world. Be better off without us.
madness and destruction. Maybe that is all that we are. The universe is mostly made of nothing. Isn't it so beautifully bizarre that here we are, watching the wind blow, watching the wind blow, watching the rain so hard, watching the fire getting higher on this strange little star. Dreaming castles in the sky, dreaming of another planet. How could we be so blind? Chaos and confusion, maybe that is all that we are. The universe is probably an illusion, but isn't it so beautifully bizarre that here we are, watching the wind blow, watching the wind blow, watching the rain so hard, watching the fire getting higher on this strange little star. Chaos and confusion, maybe that is all that we are. Oh, the universe is probably an illusion, but isn't it so beautifully bizarre that here we are, watching the wind blow, watching the wind blow, watching the rain so hard, watching the fire getting higher on this strange little star. Watching the wind blow, watching the wind blow, watching the rain so hard, watching the fire getting higher on this strange little star.
That is Psycho Star. It's King Tuff playing live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called The Other, out on Sub Pop. Information found at kingtuff.life. True. L-I-F-E. King Tuff in our studios today. So let's talk about this new record. Prior to it, you went through seemingly another one of these hiatus reset periods. Were you making music during that time, or had you just grown a little burned of life on the road, touring, recording?
I'd grown burned out by the King Tuff stuff, for sure. After Black Moon Spell, and I kind of toured that record a lot, and I didn't, by the end of it, I was just sick of it all and needed to do something else. So I ended up joining Ty Siegel's band for a year and touring with him. The touring was fine. It was just that I was kind of sick of my own stuff, so I had to take a step away from it and play someone else's music, which was a blast. But after doing that, I definitely felt like I could hear what I wanted to do with my own stuff.
Had you gotten to a point where it felt like you were trying to inhabit King Tuff more than you wanted to?
I guess I felt like it had just kind of gotten away from me and what I originally wanted to do. It had just felt like it had become this persona that people thought of as a party animal or I mean, the music had just become like this straightforward rock music, which I love and I love playing, but I wanted to do other things and have it still be able to be called King Tuff.
Yeah.
Which is what it always was. If you heard the records when I was a teenager, they sounded completely different. So I just wanted to explore new things.
Yeah. I think the first time I saw you was on stage in Philly at the non-conference at WXPN.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I have to say, the stage presence is engaging.
Yeah.
Not only because of your attire, which is always very interesting, but you look like you love being up there and that it's really comfortable for you.
Yeah. I mean, I find that I see a lot of bands now that don't look like they're having fun when they're playing. I don't know if they're trying to be too cool or, you know, trying to, you know, there's a lot of just very serious, everything takes itself very seriously. Not that I don't take my own music seriously, but I think the reason I got into playing music was because it was fun, and playing live music is especially fun with other people. So whenever I see a band that looks like they're having a good time and smiling on stage and just the energy is there, I can feel it in the crowd. So I like my music to be that way when I do it live.
Well, I don't want to keep you from the fun. Will you play something else?
Oh, yeah.
What's next?
We're going to do Through the Cracks.
It's King Tuff live here on Jefferson Public Radio.
Flash, we all fall. Oh, yeah, we all fall.
Through the Cracks, King Tuff playing live for us today here on JPR. The new record is called The Other. Kyle's in the studio along with Nicole and Sasami today in a trio setup. So The Other, out on Sub Pop, it's now your fifth full length. It's the first one in a while. And in the recording process, you were playing pretty much every instrument on this record, yeah?
I played pretty much everything except the drums, which Ty Siegel did most of them.
Oh, yeah?
And yeah, there's a couple other people in there doing random things, but it's mostly me.
Can we talk about the title track a little bit? You have talked in interviews a lot about the meaning behind this song or the story behind the song and being sort of two ways to look at it. One is a song about hitting rock bottom, but you've also talked about it being a song about the path out of that position.
Yeah. I guess the song kind of takes place after, you know, that last... After I'd been touring and was burnt out, I was kind of at this spot where I didn't know what to do and I felt lost. So that's where the song starts, and then it ends with kind of, you know, finding that inspiration to take you to the next thing.
Have you had to take a different approach to putting together a tour in order to prevent that feeling from creeping back in?
I think just playing with different people, having new energy, not over touring. Which, you know, I'm on the longest tour of my life right now, so...
With long drives, I know, on the West Coast, yeah.
We're nearing the end of it, but yeah, I think also this record, the lyrics and the songs had a lot more meaning to me than maybe the last record. So it felt more like my life when I'm singing them, so it doesn't get as old. It doesn't get old to me because they're true.
On the floor next to you is something that I have not seen before, and I gather we're about to hear it. What have you brought in? Tell us about this thing.
That is what I like to call the space horn. It's basically a wind-controlled synthesizer, or an iwi, but an early incarnation of that.
Yeah, it looks like something that you might have found in a movie out of the 50s.
I originally saw Marshall Allen from... Sun Ra's band playing one of these, and I didn't know what it was, and I instantly went home and scoured the internet trying to figure out what it was and found one on eBay, and it was very expensive and I bought it.
Are there many of them still in working condition?
I don't know how many of them working. I think they made maybe about 1,000 of these. But yeah, they're pretty hard to come by.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear it. What do you guys want to wrap up with today?
We're going
to
do Infinite Mile.
Excellent. This is King Tuff, live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Some of your sweet time before all this madness. I remember your pretty mind. We'll listen to each other's words and make each other smile. Hold me like you used to do on the infinite mile. Then walk into oblivion. I'll see you in a while. Yeah, I know we'll meet again someday on the infinite mile. Find it foolish to flash away my days with endless streams of information flying at my face. Hey, flick a flame and a diamond dance, that's my kind of style. Best to avoid the androids on the infinite mile. So walk into oblivion. I see you in a while. Yeah, I know we'll meet again someday. the darkness coming from a million miles away. We tried hard to avoid it, but it hit us anyway. When I met you, you were innocent, just a starry-eyed child. Before all that stuff went down on the infinite mile, so walk into oblivion, flash me one more smile. Yeah, I know we'll meet again someday on the infinite mile. Yeah, walk into oblivion, I'll see you in a while. Yeah, I know we'll meet again someday on the infinite mile.
That one is called Infinite Mile. King Tuff is live in our studio today playing. Does it have an official name? That thing?
It's an EVI. It's actually an EVI, electronic valve instrument.
Okay. Modeled after sort of trumpet fingering, but
yeah.
Totally different. Kyle Thomas is here along with Nicole Lawrence and Sasami Ashworth, guitar and piano respectively. The new record is called The Other. Information online, kingtuff.life. King Tuff. Thanks for being here, man. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you. Ashland is one of my favorite towns. It reminds me a lot of Brattleboro, where I'm from. And we always stop at the co-op on tour. And I feel like home when I'm there, because it's very much like the Brattleboro co-op.
Right on. Well, next time you stop by, come say hi to us.
Okay.